Hi there. I have a face hair comment.
Please, go ahead.
I think it's good on a man. You know, if you're talking about whether you can pick up chicks better with facial hair or not, women like bad boys, and there's facial hair on bad boys. That scruffy look, it lends a little dangerous side to it.
Yeah.
What if it's like a guy with scruffy whiskers, but he's got on like a polo and a sweater vest?
Yeah. They got to be dressed right to pull it off. You don't want somebody who looks like a derelict off the street.
Okay, so you want the facial hair to say I'm a badass. Like if it's a headshot, if you just see their head, if it's Gibson's photo, you want just the intimidation of the facial hair, but below the neck needs to be kind of business casual. Is that what you're saying?
Well, not always business casual.
Maybe a cardigan, well, like, tied around the waist a little bit or something?
Not even necessarily that.
Oh.
A nice pair of Levi's and a long-sleeve shirt. A pair of boots. You know, that can be a man that looks like he could go to the golf course with a little scruff on him, or it could be a man that looks like he just got done working and cleaned up and still has a little facial hair. Lends that dangerous edge to it.
Would he need to wear aviator sunglasses?
Not necessarily, no.
Not necessarily.
Would it help, though? Uh-huh. Because
do you think it would help?
Me personally, no. That'd be the George Michael look. I ain't going there.
Yeah, are there women who are attracted to George Michael?
Yeah.
There are?
He's attractive.
Is he? Oh.
He's attractive, but, you know.
That's a guy with an interesting beard.
Well, it's bizarre sometimes.
Yeah, it's like it follows his jawline too much or something like that. I don't know.
Too gay.
It's too gay?
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one that attracts gay men, but not women for some reason. I'm not sure how that works.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling today.
You bet.
All right.